Good evening, my friends. Good evening. Well, it is a lovely evening. Did you all know this? The softness of the air. And there is a lifting of the air tonight. I like it. I think if you tried, you could all fly tonight. The air feels that supportive. Well, it is a tremendously exciting time to be on the Earth. I think you are going to see that in a way that perhaps you haven't allowed yourself to before, because a tremendous opening has occurred, and I'd like to talk to you about that tonight. It is the time for every one of you in this room to acknowledge that a door has opened, a very cosmic door. I've called this a cosmic walk-in state. Now, it has nothing to do with the way you're previously looked at walk-ins, because nothing has walked out. You still have the soul that has been guiding you, whether that is the original soul or a walk-in soul in the original sense. But it is there, and it takes a little understanding and perhaps a little getting used to understand what I'm going to tell you. This is why I am so excited about all of you and the opportunities which exist here for you. Maturing of the Cosmic Day. Let's start by recognizing that there is a plan, an overall plan, that these things don't happen just by accident. And this plan has a particular framework around it that we call the Cosmic Day. Many of you have heard me talk about a theme on the cosmic level that is being explored. And there are many of these cosmic themes. We are currently within one that is about 3/4 of the way completed. Now, the Earth is also maturing. She's growing up. Likewise, you and your soul are maturing and growing up. A cosmic walk-in situation occurs when existence and the cosmic day format have reached a particular level of maturity. The physical planet has reached a level of maturity, and you, as an evolving soul, have reached a particular level of maturity. These things come together and an opening is created. And through that opening comes a perspective that has never incarnated before. That wasn't its job before. It's a specialist. So it has waited. It has been doing other things on another level, but it has waited for this particular time, this particular opening, to come into your life. And it's true with everyone here. There are no exceptions. There are several thousand of you on the planet to which this has occurred or will occur. It is in the process of occurring on the Earth now, and it is so exciting to see this. Now, what does it really mean? Well, let's say that you've always wanted to use musical abilities, or let's say that lately you've been getting an inkling that you would like to study music. This perspective that is more cosmic will begin to access abilities that you didn't know you had. So, it will stretch you into those abilities, one step at a time. Maybe you've all heard that a few times. One step at a time. Sound familiar? This cosmic perspective is an integrator. It has the ability to integrate anything in your physical lives, to put it together, to help you understand levels, situations, to help you understand other perspectives, other people, other countries, and what's going on. In other words, it can help you understand everything in your lives in a way that you couldn't before because you didn't think you had, or didn't know you had, reference to the cosmic point of view. Now, you might say, why is it doing this? Why is it coming? Well, that's its role. Its role is available to you as the physical format of what it is. You two came together. It's not that it is different from you, but it is perhaps an integrated focus that has yet to explore the Earth. It doesn't know anything about physical existence, and it is going to have to learn that. Now, it comes into your body, and it is a lot of energy. This is what it is on the physical level, an energy and an awareness level, consciousness that is manifesting and coming forth into your cells, into the meridians of your body, into the brain, into the skin, into the heart, the liver, the lungs, into your teeth. Get it? It's coming in all over. This has been energized for everyone, and it's still going on for some of you. There is no one on Earth who won't have it, and most of you have already received this opening. You might say, well, is it a trauma like I've heard that walk-ins have? Is it something that is difficult, and then this comes in to soothe? No, it isn't. In fact, you might be having a very calm, peaceful day, and it's as if a bird flies by and drops a seed. Now, do you notice that seed? Maybe not. But that seed is growing. That seed has been fertilized by the Earth's energy and also by its growing awareness to a point where now you can begin to sense, if you are willing to do so, and perhaps even if you are not, the incoming possibilities. We talk about the New Age. We talk about the beautiful temples. We talk about many things that are coming, and you may have wondered, how do we get from here to there? What is the plan? How do we get from where we are now on the Earth to where we want to go? I tell you that these cosmic perspectives are the means to do so, and that you have now, within you, this opening. It is very exciting to see it beginning. That is really when the harmonic convergence began. The harmonic convergence needed a few years in order for you to begin to prepare your physical bodies and begin to get oriented into the new energy that came in at the time. Have you ever traveled and experienced something called jet lag in your physical structure? You all were a little jet laggy at the time of the harmonic convergence. You had traveled from one planet to another planet, a more energized Earth, and there needed to be a period of relaxation. You may not have thought of it that way. Your lives may have been very full, but with the stimulation by this very cosmic perspective that I'm calling the cosmic walk-in, I don't think any of you were ready for it for a couple of years. You weren't then, but you are now, whether you know it or not. Soul, the regulator. There is a level that's called the soul. You may have heard of it a time or two, and it is the regulator for all of this energy. I am saying to all of you that an affirmation, you have a choice here that says, I surrender to the purposes of my soul. Spoken daily will be very helpful in this integrative process. It's as if you're busy putting on a new energy garment, and you may have your sleeves on, but it is not over your head yet. For all of you, there is a varying degree to which you have assimilated this new energy. How many of you have noticed that there's a lot going on, energy-wise? Some of you have, and some of you haven't. But it is this process of putting on the integrator itself. Think about it. It almost seems like an opposition, doesn't it? You mean in order to integrate my life, I first have to put on a point that can integrate? And my answer is yes. This is such a fast-moving time and such a cosmic experience that we are gearing up for here on Earth that you needed to bring in a level of consciousness that has never functioned on a lower level. It has always functioned on a much higher level, and so in a sense, it's stepping down. This will be very easy for it. You, in your physical perspective, that part of you that is on the earth, are stepping up your energy to meet it so that you can be that soul on the earth that does whatever is needed. You can travel extensively without the jet lag because the cosmic walk-in will affect your physical body. It's also very balanced emotionally. How many of you have noticed that perhaps the emotional is something you're working on? It takes awareness in order to bring change. Perhaps that is the most important part. Are you ready for this one? Your energy and your awareness has been squared. The amount of energy, of life force, and consciousness that you had before. It's proportionally a little different for each of you, but it has been literally squared. And you will begin to notice things like that, even beyond what I said before. Tremendous energy surges are coming up. It's as if they're getting ready for something. The use of this level of energy, this cosmic point that has never been here before. Part of the integration of this cosmic walk-in is an energy which really is galactic in proportion, centered at the galactic core. It administers many, many probable realities, alternate realities, whatever term you want to use. If you've had an experience where you almost did something and then you made the decision not to do it, this part of you went on and did it anyway. Let's say you got married in an alternate reality, and this one you didn't. So there are two expressions that are now going to come together, are going to integrate. That's another way of saying that integration is taking place from this cosmic point of view. Integrating alternate realities. For many of you, there are as many as 300 to 400 different perspectives being integrated. That many alternate realities in physical existence and beyond it. If that seems a little overwhelming, remember that the plan, the creator, God, your soul, whatever words you care to use here, never requires more of you than what you can do. Or if so, the Creator always brings you the means to do it. Just when you say, "My goodness, this is too much," here comes that cosmic point of view and it says, "Oh no, it isn't. It's very easy. Here I am, and you can rely on me." Now, for some of you, this might not seem real for a while, but I don't think there's ever been anything more real. This is how real it will be to you on the physical level. When you have something you don't think you can do, make that little extra effort and go ahead and do it. You'll be surprised how well it works out, because there is a stretching ability that is there for you, that's being administered by this part that is on the cosmic level the galactic core. Beyond individuality, expanding toward the whole. One question that I've been getting is this all me? Is this a cosmic part of me? Yes and no. Yes, of course it is, but it is also the next step beyond what I call your individuality. We talked about the source giving you your individuality. You are then going to express it until you can realize yourself again as that whole. Do you recognize that? This is that step beyond individuality. This is the next step that you've been looking for. In other words, that cosmic perspective that I'm talking about now is an integrated one. It's kind of a group response. If you have an operation, the specialist might not do the preliminary work. There may be nurses, someone who gives you the anesthesia, and others who perhaps open you up. But when it's needed, that specialist is there to perform the precise work which will help you to be the whole. To be the whole, that's what we're talking about here. So the plan is wonderful. It always brings you the next step. This next step is to go beyond what you've considered to be yourself. Many have said, I don't need anyone else. You've heard the metaphysical community say this many, many times. I am responsible for myself. I don't need anyone else. Well, perhaps you don't need them to make your realizations, but you need them because you are a part of them and they are a part of you. You need them because without them, your heart is not complete. Without them, you really are not complete. Many of you have learned this in the heart area. It is only when someone seems to feed into your programming a little that you try to pull back. Eventually, that will be gone. But in the meantime, there is a cosmic perspective that on that level is bringing in other opinions, other ways, other strains. Some of you who didn't know you could sing are going to open your mouth and sing like a nightingale. You will probably wonder, where in the world did that come from? And in the movement of the body, some of you who have felt, well, I couldn't do that. Well, I couldn't do that. Will be able to move your body in a way that you couldn't before. It may change the body. It can, and I think it will. For some of you, your feet might grow a little longer. For others, the body itself will change. There is a change on all levels. It is really, in a sense, joining a cosmic team and then focusing from that team level rather than from the personality needs. It's looking at life from a higher perspective. Now, I am not saying that if you really have a block in some area, it will immediately fall away because of this new opening. But I tell you, it will be softer. It will be easier to surrender to the soul and allow the soul to help you with that area so that it isn't as blocked as before. It truly is exciting. Symphony of the soul. Let me give you an analogy here. Let's say your soul has written a symphony. It's hired an orchestra, 120 pieces, and they're going to play a symphony of the soul. They sit down and tune their instruments, and then they start to play. If you listen, you will hear themes repeating through various sections of the orchestra. It is a harmonious flow that moves in many ways. Now, I'm going to energize this in two different ways. First of all, in this harmonious flow, as the orchestra plays, it creates at this time on the earth an opening in the third dimension, the foundation, called the third dimension, where the earth was. The third dimensional earth had been nice and orderly. You could count on it. Seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks. You had it all figured out. It flowed very well. But now, as you enter the fourth dimension, that's not the way it is anymore. There is a cosmic input and then a surge that integrates that input in the time flow that you call the fourth dimension. There is a process of integration, and then it flows from that on the physical level. All levels participate in that orchestration that is being played by the soul on the physical level. It's no longer cut up in little segments. You needed that cutting up in little segments for a while. Why? Because if it wasn't, you would get rather scattered. It felt very good, and you felt secure. It also defined things very well for you. You could see very well in the mirroring, in the physical existence, and understand yourself from that nice, orderly little flow. Let's take the orchestra apart a little and look at the first violin player. He is playing certain notes, or a certain combination of notes. And if we stop the action, stop that flow, and notice the one note that the first violinist is playing, one out of 120, we find your life. Remember, one note. We've stopped the action. One note, that's your life. That's where you are now in your life. You've learned to look forward and back. The first violin plays, and you've learned to regress, perhaps, and look what's been, and you've learned to open up to what you want to become next. But you haven't explored beyond that. Remember, the soul is playing a symphony. The soul has a 120-piece orchestra playing. This perspective that comes in is going to help you notice the other notes that all of the other instruments are playing. This cosmic perspective is there to help you understand and integrate the strengths that have been gained from all of the other parts and all of the notes that have been played. Let's think about this and see the opening that has been created now. This is a gift that the Creator has given you to understand. So you can begin to say, well, I've always thought I was the first violin player, but here comes the tuba, here comes the bass drum, here comes the harp, here come many other perspectives that have grown strong in the way that they express. Now, they are going to help me as a first violinist. There is a flow from other expressions. These are called alternate realities. But what does that mean? It simply means that other strengths that have been explored by your soul in another way are now ripe. Think about that. They have ripened in their own way, and now you get the benefit of that. They are ready for you to digest, to eat, to integrate, to literally play them in your soulness. So, it is the integration of a whole soul's perspective, which now becomes available to you. I, Viwamas, have been thinking about this, trying to figure out how we can help all of you, because you might not notice that birdseed. Just that little plop, and there is that opening that you might not have noticed. I decided that one thing we might do is to use a little sound, a little mantra, and work with color in relation to it. What I would like to do is to water that seed. You might not know why you're listening to all this, but I'll tell you why you're here. I, Viwamas, sent out an advertisement on the inner level about what I was going to do, and your souls were attracted to this because for each of you, there is an important point of integration that we want to water. Now, let's do it together.